next module focused on one of the most exciting recent developments in lung cancer management, the historic PACIFIC trial that evaluated the use of 1 year of therapy with the anti-PD-L1 antibody durvalumab as consolidation treatment in patients receiving chemoradiation therapy of locally advanced non-small cell lung cancer. The case we discussed was a 67-year-old woman with stage 3B adenocarcinoma of the lung who is currently receiving chemoradiation therapy, and the question was whether this is now generally standard of care and whether to recommend durvalumab to this particular patient with severe chronic COPD requiring oxygen. We asked the audience, do you think that durvalumab in general is standard of care? They almost all say yes. Corey, agree?
Yes.
I know. I remember talking to you when I think the durvalumab press release was out, or the PACIFIC press release was out, but we hadn't seen the data, and you were like very kind of skeptical, it's only PFS. And then when you saw the data, you were like, oh, yeah, well, we're going to use it.
I was still skeptical because the OS data hadn't come out.
Right.
But now it's been announced as positive. I am no longer skeptical. There is no other agent in the setting that's led to an OS advantage.